Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and here with us in the studio, as he is each Friday, is resident quizzer Mike Nothnagel. Hey, Mike.
Hello. How are you?
I'm doing great, and I left everyone with a challenge last time that we've got to clear up before we can play this week.
Please end the suspense, will you?
I said start with the name of a bygone baseball stadium. Rearrange the letters, and you can spell the name of a different type of sports stadium close by. What are the stadia?
Shea Stadium and Arthur Ashe Stadium.
We'll give you an ace for that one.
All right, Ian, on April 7th, 1805, the first public performance of Beethoven's Third Symphony took place in Vienna, Austria. Commonly known as the Eroica, or Heroic, Symphony, the piece was originally dedicated to and named for Napoleon Bonaparte, who Beethoven believed embodied the democratic ideals of the French Revolution. Once Napoleon declared himself emperor, Beethoven removed his name from the title page of the symphony, although he continued to call the work Bonaparte. In honor of the debut of Beethoven's Third Symphony, this week our quiz is about other famous thirds. Thurston Howell III, called The Millionaire in the opening credits, is one of seven castaways stranded after their tour boat runs aground on what 1960s television series?
A frequent topic for you, Gilligan's Island.
It's got a lot of good stuff to talk about. Yes, you're correct. And Thurston Howell III was named the number 10 richest fictional character on a 2010 Forbes list. The 1949 British film noir The Third Man stars Joseph Cotten as American writer Holly Martins, who travels to Vienna to take a job offered by his friend Harry Lime. Lime was portrayed by what actor, writer, and director who would release his film Touch of Evil some 8 years later?
Hitchcock?
Nope.
I don't know.
Actually, it's funny because a fictional character that this person played is also on the Forbes Fictional 15. He's at number 5.
Orson Welles.
Orson Welles is correct, yes. Located in West Comstock, Michigan, just north of Grand Rapids, Fifth Third Ballpark opened in 1994 and has, since then, been home to the West Michigan Whitecaps, the Class A minor league affiliate of what Major League Baseball team?
The Tigers.
The Detroit Tigers is correct. And served at Fifth Third Ballpark is something known as the Fifth Third Burger, a 4-pound, 4,800-calorie hamburger. So named because it has 5/3 or 1 2/3 pounds of beef in it. The Third Amendment to the U.S. Constitution was written as a response to an act passed by the British Parliament, whereby the colonists were required to house British troops in private residences if necessary. What word is missing from the first part of the amendment? Quote, "No soldier shall, in time of peace, be blank in any house without the consent of the owner."
It's like quartered?
Quartered is correct, yes. In fact, it's the Quartering Act is the act that allowed the British soldiers to be housed in private residences. Yes, and that
exhale goes here.
And the Quartering Act is one of four acts which were called the Intolerable Acts in the colonies. Back in Great Britain, they were called the Coercive Acts. Appropriately enough, the third album by the rock band Big Star, released in 1974, the 2008 third album by the band Portishead, and the 2014 third album by the Baseball Project all share what title?
I will guess third base.
Even simpler than that.
Triple?
Nope.
Let's see. Three outs?
Nope.
Third?
They're all called third.
There you go.
There you go, right.
Kind of overthought that one, huh?
A little bit there, right. Let us know how well you did. Quiz at WAMC.org.
Or you can visit WAMC.org/anyquestions for two more extra credit questions, or this week's challenge. Mike?
Start with the phrase third baseman, T-H-I-R-D-B-A-S-E-M-A-N. Rearrange the letters to spell the 8-letter name of an alcoholic beverage and the 4-letter name of a unit of measurement often used to measure small amounts of alcohol. What are the words?
Mike Nothnagel's associate professor of mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, and other outlets. Mike, I'll get to work on that challenge, and let's meet at this same time next week.
Sounds like a plan. See you then.